One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
I'm overwhelmed with the amount of legend that I have experienced and consumed this week. How about you?
It's been a lot.
It's been a lot.
And I did in that intro almost say, and I'm Barbie.
Well, you could be anything you want
and I'm
to be.
Beyonce. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because we had a Barbie-once week.
Oh, Barbie-once. Oh my God, I can see it.
We sure did. Yeah.
Move over, Kylie Jenner, with those Bratz dolls. Do you see those? Pack it up.
Pack it up.
Give me a Renaissance Barbie line. Ooh. All 500 outfits.
Well, as some of you know, we do tend to do the after show before the show, and we talked in detail about the Barbie movie this week.
Oh, yes. We definitely will be discussing that later on the
yes,
after show.
But you had a brilliant idea involving Nicole Kidman that we really need to be bringing to the mainstream.
I'm creative. Someone hire me.
Yes. So, Mattel, if you're listening, and I know you are, go give that a listen.
Yeah.
Well, as you alluded to, it's been an action-packed week. We both attended Renaissance.
The World Tour.
World Renaissance Tour. And we were both overwhelmed, and we talked about it in different episodes, but you have a solo episode where you talked about it and I talked about it during the live chat, and both of those are available to listen to. We are still recovering.
I really am.
Yeah, physically, mentally.
Yeah, well, no, not so much physically, but mentally, yeah.
My feet hurt. I wore Doc Martens for the first time. Like, they were brand new.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what. Wasn't prepared.
No, that's
not for walking to Lot K, which is all the way in the back, to get onto that bus. But shout out to Ty Sunderland, who put in his story to buy the round trip for that bus before get there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a handy dandy tip, because we're not out there at the MetLife Stadium too often, are we?
No. So you did the bus home.
I did the bus home, yeah.
And we feel like it was good.
It was good. Sly. I was sort of in that post-concert haze where, like, I wasn't processing things. So I was stood in a really long line, but I was busy looking at my videos and not really thinking anything. So I know that I was standing for a while, but it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And the bus was at like 20 minutes tops. It was so easy. So I recommend it. Not in brand new Doc Martens that you didn't break in.
Yeah, no, that was a choice.
It was a choice.
A lot of the shoes I saw were, I was like, oh, I'm I'm praying for you, but they look great.
I bought tickets 2 hours before the show. I was trying to wait for them to go down, down, down. They stopped going down. I panicked. I purchased. I'm happy where I sat.
I almost went the second night too, but
yeah, I'm happy with all of my choices.
Yeah,
in that
same
moment. But yeah, I probably could have worn a comfier pair of shoes. It's fine. It was worth it. So we're still coming down from the Renaissance experience. If you'd like to listen to our thoughts, we've got plenty of them, and they are available on patreon.com/legends.
Take that, Beyonce. How about those exactly. vocals? This mic is on, just like yours was.
She really got me from the beginning. I knew it was coming, but as people know, Dangerously in Love is my fave Beyonce. So to just open with that immediately was like, the true huh. I got a good outfit for that.
Yeah.
That like pink romantic look too. Ooh.
I mean, are any of the outfits?
They are all great.
Oh, I have a debate for us. And I know it's not high. You know what? Let's just, should we just skip to high fashion right now?
Oh my God. Should we break all the rules?
Should we just.
Why not?
Break them up.
Oh my God.
Do I think it's time for a little? I think it's time for a little. High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God. That's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so I have a debate for us.
Okay, I'm ready for the debate.
Heated, if you will.
Heated.
We both got separate Virgo's Group titty covering hands outfits.
Yeah.
What do we think is the better one, the gold or the silver? This is a Sophie. What is it that they say?
Sophie's choice. Beyonce's choice. You know.
Gold 8. Sorry, I said I won. I mean, like, does she look bad in anything? No. Everything is fucking phenomenal. But yes. Like, gold. Come on.
I'm partial
gold
to
time,
my
where
silver.
You at? Yeah.
Silver soldiers, raise your arms. No, I know. It's, we got good ones, though. Like, honestly, truly every date has had great ones. But
the reflective one that you guys got, the strips, where, like, in the flash photography, it was, like, glowing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Got some really, really great looks from her. I know for high fashion editorial for the past month has just been
Beyonce.
Like renaissance.
Yeah.
But I'm so sorry, but
maybe
she
if
is,
other girl stepped it up a little bit.
I'm saying like, and the dancers, the fact that they match, like,
yeah, they all had little titty covering things. I want a titty covering outfit.
Absolutely. The hands. And from afar, you're like, which ones are her actual hands?
Oh,
is she covering her boobs? I don't know. Looked so, so good. I think we both agreed also that the heated section was the unexpected, like, big moment or one of the highlights for sure. Where she just goes buck wild down the catwalk. Oof. So good. So good.
I'm still giggling. I, like, cannot stop thinking about it. The happy birthday thing with the signs. I still am, like, cackling.
Oh,
I think I talked about this in the live chat.
You did.
But she keeps, because I keep watching videos, obviously, from, like, Boston and... She kind of has the same canned bit a little bit for every show.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she said the same thing in like Boston where she was like, oh, everyone's got a birthday. I just thought it was so funny. Like, I don't know why it was so funny to me.
Yeah. I think you got a little sass there. I got a little sass because she decided to play with us and she's like, everybody say, hey, Miss Carter. Everybody say, on mute. And then everyone was
you
like,
no, she saw cards that went around.
She knows.
Yeah.
She knows there are Zoom sessions before the concert. As I said in the live chat, my seatmate got up and turned to the section 113 and said, everybody knows what happens during on mute. You shut the fuck up. The straight people are like, oh.
Yeah. They're like, what song?
Yep. Yep. The looks. We're in high fashion editorial. I mean, oh, okay. Well, we didn't talk about it on the live chat because it happened to come up later, but... None other Queen Mother Madonna was at my fucking show. Kismet, Destiny, I don't know what you want to call it, but Oprah and Gail walks in, and I think that's like the big moment, and it is iconic, but Madonna was there the whole time. I can't. And then she posted what I don't think happens at all ever on this tour, or very rarely, but like a meet and greet moment behind the scenes. I feel like that was definitely before she went on. And now it explains why she was late to get on because she was busy hanging out with Madonna.
Honestly, worth.
A good reason. Madonna always makes everybody late. But pretty surreal. And this is one of Madonna's first public outings since the hospitalization. Pretty good reason. She looked great. Very happy. Loved to see it. Was like, you know, walking just fine in and out. My friend got pretty good video of her leaving, which was so good. But yeah, Queen Mother Madonna. So she gets a shout out during I thought nothing of it, by the way, because Beyonce's just like, shout out to Madonna. We love you. And I'm like, oh yeah, you do that because you're singing
Yeah, she's been
Queen Mother Madonna.
She's been doing it since like the news.
Yeah.
She's kind of giving it
Meanwhile,
a shout
out. She's literally talking to her 50 feet away in that fucking VIP box. Can't deal with it. Can't deal. It was better that I didn't know, probably, because I feel like I would have been stressed.
You would have been distracted.
Super stressed out.
Your eyes would have been there instead of...
It's true. So I'm really glad that she got to see people cheer for that section and the Beyonce tribute to Madonna in front of her. And I love their ongoing friendship because it's been years. They go to each other's concerts always, every tour, for like years now. They're always taking pictures together at big parties or events. So queens on queens.
It's still my favorite dance move from the show, I think, is the titty bop.
Yeah.
To the Break My Soul Queens remix.
Break My Soul on this tour is just immaculate. It's really fun.
The video of Gail and Oprah dancing to it.
The video of Gail and Oprah giving their opinions after this concert.
The Oprah review is exactly how I feel like everyone feels.
It's very giving. It's giving Gwyneth. I laughed. I cried.
She is the mother that I never had. She's the friend that anyone would want.
I've never experienced anything like this in my life.
I haven't.
I haven't either. No, I agreed with her.
I have never in my life experienced anything like that. It was, I couldn't speak. I couldn't scream. I was in awe. I am in awe of that kind of talent, that kind of synergy, what it takes to do that kind of expression, that kind of anointing. I mean, that is a thing that's coming straight from a source that creates the planets, okay? That is like the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen. The most extraordinary show I've ever seen.
She was right.
Yeah.
It really was that good.
Literally, you gagged Oprah.
Points were made. And it was just a phenomenal night in general. Looks were excellent since we're in high fashion. A lot of cowboy hats, mesh, high heels. The girls turned it out.
Oh, I saw so many tits out. Like, literally.
Yes, loved that. Mine were out.
Chrome, a lot of neon.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
I know. I feel like Renaissance gives you a lot of different things to play with. Futuristic.
Joanna Fitzslade. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, let's just say it.
Someone had to.
Someone had to say it. God, what else happened? Oh, all right. Well, since we're doing high fashion, I do want to give a shout out to another queen of pop who is about to settle down in the sandy territory known as Sin City. Kylie Minogue, out of nowhere, did this shoot for Perfect Magazine. It's giving high fashion, very unexpected, very sexy, laying out kind of naked. And also in some of them, it's very like avant-garde, weird looks, kind of throwing it back to Impossible Princess days, to be honest. Artsy Kylie years. I like this, a little left lane moment editorial before the girls start fighting over the tickets this week. There will be blood.
Oh, is it this week coming up?
Yeah. August 9th, I believe, they go on sale. And I think they're starting to tease out pricing, which actually is better than I thought. I think the general admission is $200.
Oh.
That's not bad for standing.
I mean, yeah, it's still up there, but...
Yeah. And then the tables are $500. But I don't know. I mean, I'll figure out what the deal is with what I'm doing. Knowing me, I'm going to like... I don't know what I'm going to do, but... Who needs a 401k is what I say.
That's what I say.
401 Kylie is what I say.
Literally. I get so much shit for it too.
I'm just living the moment because what am I going to do? Save up for when California and Florida detach from the country in a few years?
Literally.
I got to go to Miami before it floats away.
I know. I agree with that statement.
So
it's like, oh, we save up for your retirement. I'm like, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why?
We are not dispensing financial advice, by the way, for anyone who's about to slide into my DMs and argue with me. I did mention a 401k. I'm so sorry.
Well, I have a Roth IRA or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like Roth something, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He actually produced the Spice Girls album.
Oh, well, I have Rothschild. My money in his bank right now. It's actually slaying, so I don't want to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I very much feel like I would like to just enjoy my big ticket concerts right now. I also feel like there are a lot of really epic shows happening right now. It's not a usual time. Like,
I don't feel like on low episode like 2500 when we're having our Barbie montages of like thinking about our entire lives and all of the everything's flashing before us that I'm going to regret my decision to go to Renaissance and other things at this moment in time.
That's right.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Take out your savings, cash out your 401ks. Let's go to see Kylie in Vegas.
My flopped crypto account.
Flop out your crypto.
They already took it all. It's already gone.
Yeah.
Lost all of it.
I'm getting DMs from this episode. I can feel it already.
Great.
For those of you who are maybe newer to the pod, I've been attacked for talking about finance too much on this podcast. What can I say? I live near like finance bros. It's just osmosis. It comes into my life. Anyway. So see you in the desert. We're paying for Kylie. And you know who else is in the desert all of a sudden?
Who?
Well, you might want to call her Lee these days.
Oh.
Miss Harley Quinn. Stephanie Germanotta. She's back in Vegas.
I'm very honored to be in the presence of so many locals.
Kind of doing a Kelly. Like, very quick set, I think. It was like 12 shows or something.
I hope.
Yes, not Enigma. It's jazz and piano. Everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
We're back for more jazz and piano for the locals. Doing her jazzy thing.
Yeah, doing jazz and piano.
Yeah. Put your paws up. Are the little monsters excited for this? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I thought we were in film mode, so I think this is a little bit of a surprise in some ways, but you know why it's probably not a surprise? It's because of the WGA SAG after strikes. She's like, let me get on that music tip again because
get that Nurtec and jazz and piano coin.
Nurtec, jazz and piano coin, 100%. Oh, Chromatica Oreo is coming back into production. She's like, let me do food, music. What else can I do that isn't acting?
I have PTSD this week because...
Did you get it from the Chromatica Oreo?
No.
Oh.
No. So you know how like Instagram will tell you like what happened a year ago?
Oh.
So a year ago.
We know what happened a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to explain to everyone at some point. I'll get into it at some point.
Chromatica
but
19.
I'll just say this. I downplayed that moment in time, but I experienced some neurological issues. But I feel like everyone listening is like, yeah, we know.
It's you don't have to say it. We know.
I there's a chunk of time missing.
Yeah, brain fog.
Yeah.
So sour candy. That's like that meme where all you're thinking is just sour candy. Me in my 30s.
Literally.
That was you. Just thinking sour candy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you were stricken with illness when we were supposed to go to Chromatica. It was you first and then me.
Yeah.
Right.
And then me again.
Yeah. And then you again. And then me. We've both been twice.
Slay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Whatever. We're still here.
We are. We might be mentally elsewhere, but we're here physically.
I'm improving.
Yeah.
Whatever, I make it fun.
Just do like Wordle and other mind games. The puzzles will help get your brain working again.
Yeah.
I heard
I play League of Legends. It's strategy.
That'll help a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. So Gaga's back in Vegas for a limited array of dates. If you're a jazz and piano enthusiast, you might want to check that out. Yeah, it's 12 new shows between August 31st and October 5th. So that's really soon.
Great. It'll be over soon, too.
It'll be over soon, too.
Where's that Chromatica Ball tape?
All you have to do is buy 100,000 capsules of Nurtec, and it'll unlock a special teaser trailer of Chromatica
Ball.
Don't
make the joke. It's probably true.
It's probably true. She's going to tweet 100,000 retweets, and I'll release the DVD.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Actually, something that's funny. Not sponsored, but
Nurtec.
Speaking of legends with pain medication.
Oh.
Know what I got the other day?
No.
Voltaren.
Voltaren.
I'm literally like Paula Abdul, like the Paula Abdul commercial. Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
Not sponsored.
Forever your girl.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really the next step, isn't it? Our girls all did makeup palettes, and now they're going to do
arthritis relief.
Pain and arthritis relief.
I'll let you know if it works. So,
Rihanna for Tylenol. That would slay, honestly.
Yes.
Rihanna for rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, no, man down.
It's possible. It's probable.
Yeah.
Well, actually, a lot is going down in Vegas. We've also got Kelly's very limited residency for 10 dates, just 10.
Yes.
Then I'm going back.
Quick concoction of chemistry there.
Little concoction.
Little
yes.
Science experiment.
Mm-hmm. Her ever revolving set list of 10, or not 10, 65 songs over 10 days. And so far, there have been little blips of surprises there. I think one of the biggest surprises, if I'm correct, I think she did Can I Have a Kiss from my December.
Bop.
Which is very surprising. She's done a mix of the new album and a lot of old stuff. And then she's also done some Kellyoke, including ABCDEFU by Gail. Give it a little twist.
A little uncensored version. She did this on the show, but it was like super PG.
Yeah.
And she just went off.
She did.
Live. I was like, oh, I hope the kids aren't here. She did not hold back. And I will say,
I hope River Rose has her headphones on.
I missed this edge from Kelly.
Yeah.
So this was cool to see because obviously we know she's like, you know, she's a daytime girly now.
Yeah, she's a mother. She's a mother. Daytime host.
She doesn't really get edgy.
No.
This, I was like, okay, that's the My December Kelly coming out.
Your tone seems a little pointed right now.
Oh, it was very direct though.
Yeah.
That little dog that she doesn't come for. Sitting pretty, like the only one who's not catching stray is the dog.
Oh yeah, just the dog. It was pointed. Yeah.
Yeah.
She made some headlines for that. And then there was another one I think she did that also was pointed. I'm trying to remember which one that was, but she has some feelings that she's expressing in Vegas. I love it. We needed this so bad.
I think she needed it.
She did. She did. And she's also doing that Adele thing where she walks through the crowd and she kind of holds every gay's hand for a few seconds and sings along with them, which is sweet and brave. I wouldn't touch them.
No.
I wouldn't touch me at a concert.
No, especially with things flying back at you.
Right? What did she say? Something she's like, only throw diamonds at me or something. She also had a comment on the throwing of things. I'm enjoying this for her. I hope it's getting her back into the spirit, the swing of things. Because will the Kelly Clarkson show be affected by the strikes?
Yeah, everything still. Actually, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess it would depend on like if someone's acting in solidarity with.
Well, what will happen is you won't get a lot of guests because you got to promote your project.
Yeah, that's the shows that are still on are artists struggling to find people.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed.
Yeah.
There's also been like a sudden dropout of like cover stories and interviews because they can't right now. They can't talk about their projects. So I don't know what's going to happen. Even I was scrolling through my FYP and the actors who do the Wizards of Waverly Place playback podcast, like Office Ladies style for The Office, there's a new rule from SAG-AFTRA that you cannot speak about previous released work. So they have to put that on pause.
Oh my God, are we canceled?
Well, we're not quite part of SAG-AFTRA. So
no.
Or WGA.
Well, I'm just part of FAG-AFTRA. FAG afters. That's my.
Yeah, that is our union.
Yeah.
But
that GWP joke you made like 2 weeks ago was so fucking funny.
Which one?
You were like gays with podcasts. The GWP
union.
The Ariana unreleased. Oh my. I was like editing back and I was screaming.
Yeah. Well, until we get our union off the ground.
Yeah.
I guess we can still talk about things. But it's getting dry out there.
It sure is. But someone was getting a little wet.
Someone did get a little wet and decided to do something about it. And we stand in full support with our union.
Let's get a little wet.
Yeah, somebody decided to do a little Nicole Scherzinger wet promo at a Cardi B concert and threw their water at her. And she reacted with what is now a meme-worthy image/video of chucking the mic at full speed.
Direct hit.
Clocked her.
Yep.
And I say, good for you.
Yeah, this one is odd for me because obviously violence is not the answer, but like there was something really satisfying about this and I really had to question myself, like, why am I finding enjoyment?
I think it's just, I think it's the buildup of everything that's been happening in live entertainment lately, where if it was just this random act in another year, I would have been like, that was way too much.
Right, like that was a little, yeah.
But I think the amount of disrespect that has been hurled literally physically at artists in this year, I don't know if that was going through her mind when that happened, but I'm so fed up with the amount of people who are crashing the stage, hurting them. That I was like, yeah, fucking like hit back at somebody who's like ruining your show, honestly. Yeah. Like this entitlement in the audiences at these shows, I know we're hitting global boiling and our minds are melting and there's science behind the fact that we're all going feral and insane lately, but like we need to behave at these shows. You are not supposed to throw things at these people. Back in the day when you threw some panties up there, that's something. That's like no one's going to get hurt by a flying panty.
Yeah.
It could hit you in the eye, I suppose. But it's just, it's different now. I mean, we got the phones, which are never okay. The friendship bracelets, which are, they'll take your eye out.
Yeah.
Almost got
dildos.
Dildos. So I know this was only water, but I do think that there is something to like, you just sat in a glam chair for hours. You want to look a certain way. If you fuck up your makeup or your hair or your outfit, it's like, fuck you. It is disrespectful. You don't throw water at somebody.
Also, you don't know if it's water or not. Like, I would be, that's, I'd be true, like, too. What was that? Like,
that's very true. I don't trust any of these motherfuckers. At Warped Tour, they were always throwing bottles of pee and stuff at like Jeffree Star and stuff like that. So I would be, I don't know.
Some of the gays would like that.
Yes, they would. But they would, you know, there's a consent issue here.
Right.
You got to sign off on some sort of form before you get into the venue if you want pee thrown at you.
Wow.
I don't judge. I just, you should know what you're in for. But she was dismissed from, there was a moment there where it might have been charges. That was all resolved.
Dismissed.
I guess, yeah. My mood is very much based on what's been leading up to this moment.
Yeah.
It would be a little crazy in another year, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been getting buck wild out there. So as always, mind your arms, legs, whatever.
Mind your business.
And don't fucking throw things on stage, even liquid.
Yeah.
It did, of course, remind me of our favorite Not Another Teen Movie scene as well. Oh my God. Look at that.
It's going to leave a stain. Oh, comedy. Huh?
Favorite moment in a movie. Well, you know what's not going to leave a stain on the legacy of The Real Housewives? Oh,
some would argue differently.
Crappy Lake.
Oh my God.
Luann is single-handedly saving Roni.
She really is. The Luannaissance is so strong.
It's real, it's strong, and it's now, there's empirical evidence. The numbers for Crappy Lake success have actually contributed to the Roni Legacy Ultimate Girls Trip season being bumped up before the season that was supposed to come next, which is unheard of and insane. So now we've got the Roni Legacy Ultimate Girls Trip. It is a mouthful.
Yeah, it's like Ultimate Girls Trip, Roni Legacy.
Yes. It's Real Housewives, Ultimate Girls Trip.
Ultimate Girls Trip. Yeah.
Roni Legacy. Could use some tweaking. Not SEO friendly entirely. Like, it won't fit in a full headline. But nevertheless, it was just filmed at the infamous home where Scary Island.
With the pirate.
The pirate.
Mm-hmm.
That is now coming before the end of the year. It's coming this fall or winter. And the one that has made a lot of headlines between some sort of thing that went down between Caroline Manzo and Brandy
in Morocco.
Which probably has been delayed also due to legal matters.
That's what I was thinking.
For sure.
I think it's such a bummer because Alex McCord is on the Morocco season.
We need her.
And I'm like, hey, you needed, like, is that a buffalo coming down the stairs? Like, I feel a certain kind of a way about the girls' trip, Roni not having all of them.
It needed Alex. It didn't need Kristen.
I would have kept her in there. I would.
I might as well just
have
everybody.
The more the merrier.
That's what I agree.
Give me Cindy Barshup. But like absolutely needed Jill and Bethany.
Absolutely.
Needed Heather Thompson and Aviva.
Yeah. Film it again.
Yeah, send them back.
It's a week. What does it matter? Truly, since that Jill and Bethany reunion episode too, it's like the girls want to be back in so bad. And they're not saying it because Bethany is so annoying. Like, just put them back in.
Yeah.
Ugh. They're ripe for it. I do think it's its own beast compared to Roni New Girls. They're having their own thing.
They are.
People are lukewarm to into it. Whatever. But it's very much its own thing. We do need Roni Legacy to like have a full revival.
Yeah.
I'm very curious how Bravo is crunching the numbers and looking at everything and wondering about how they feel about where that landed. Because I feel like of all the franchises, the one to fuck with was not Roni, because OC could have used that reboot. And it would have been very interesting.
Well, OC this season is actually a little bit returning to form
of
a
Tamra.
Little. I feel like Tamra's overproduced. Like she to me is like a me, like
too aware. No,
like too aware. Like would go in and like no, like she knows.
She knows, and she's friends with Andy, and she's like. Yeah.
Which to me is funny. Like there was a scene recently where she like threw a napkin and I was like, oh, come on, like actor girl, like give us a show.
Yeah.
But to me, I find that funny.
Yeah.
But it is having a little bit of a OC essence.
All right.
But yeah, I don't know.
I just feel like there's such an established bunch that it was rude to do it to that group. There could have been other ones to like try and revive.
Yeah.
Even DC should have.
Oh, wow.
Bring back DC.
I know. It's weird how like Roni had like what happened to it and what's happening now is so chaotic.
Yes.
And none of the other ones have had that. And at the end of the day, Luann like is the greatest housewife.
Yeah.
So it's just funny to me that like the crappy lake is slaying.
Yeah. We are getting a lot of content just like not in the traditional Roni format.
Yeah.
So good for all of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been interesting to watch from afar how they're handling this.
Yeah. And spinning certain things. Mm-hmm. I've worked in TV long enough to know a spin when I see it.
Yep. Do your little twirl, girl.
Yeah. When you got to crunch all the numbers like that, she's twirling.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I think they, anyway, I'm not going to, I've said enough.
Oh, well.
I see, like, there should have been a cross. Oh, there should have been a new and old combo season.
Well, you know, I would have been perched for still one of the greatest moments on television history, the Beverly Hills into Vanderpump Rules crossover.
Yeah.
Life changing.
Also, it's such a shame to me. I mean, I feel like it's about anybody, but like Jenna Lyons with Luann, to me, would be, and like that, the new girl Brynn with Sonia,
yeah,
to me is like gold. Like Brynn and Sonia are like, they need to, I need to see them together,
right? Even just one episode where like we got slowly dunked into this would have been better,
yeah. Like they all go to Sonia's townhouse for a mixer. Like, I want to see Jenna Lyons,
Sonia,
like,
and her 20 interns
rip them apart for their fashions.
Oh yeah,
like the wrap dresses, like I would have kicked her out just for the dress, if you know that quote. Anyway,
I think
what could have been,
there was a missed opportunity for sure.
Yeah,
I suppose they could do the reverse, and like if there's so much success around Roni that they reboot it with the old girls.
Just Luann coming back.
Just like Luann walking into dinner with Jenna Lyons.
Hi, girls.
Oh, you keep me young. Everybody's got a show now. Boom.
They all go to watch like an episode of Luann's Cabaret.
Oh, it's right there.
That a people's couch of just the new girls watching.
Speaking
Luann,
of the tours to see this year. The Cabaret's back.
I'm going to go.
New dates.
I'm going to go.
Gotta go.
Luann follows me now.
Well, yeah, because if she's not suing you, she's praising you.
Literally reviving her career.
You are.
I feel confident enough to say that. I contributed to the Luannessence.
You did.
And I feel like it's my proudest work.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is what you've given the people.
Yeah, it's what they need.
It is.
I can't wait to go to the cabaret. I'm going to be screaming Giovanni at her from
I think anyone seat. Who wasn't, like, couldn't clearly see that Countess Luann was, like, the moment, I hope they see it now. Because clearly, she had always been that girl.
Well, if everyone would look back at everything I was saying, praying, preaching, praying, and saying, but what do I know?
Yeah.
Just a little irrelevant gay with the podcast.
Well, speaking of that girl, there is a girl on an app that we should probably talk about. We're not talking about Threads.
No, she fell off.
She fell off big time.
I stopped sewing.
I haven't knitted anything in a while.
Nope. Just one patch and then called it a day.
Yeah, there's just, they celebrated too soon. There's no follow-up with, like, innovations or improvements on what we needed. It's LinkedIn, Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in any case, there's still
TikTok. TikTok twank.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so Pinky Doll, the trend has been going wild.
Pinky Doll is that girl, and she'll tell you.
Yeah. Her AI NPC was a little malfunctioning earlier when I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like 38,000 people watching live.
Incredible. And they're sending galaxies.
Okay, so the galaxy is what, $500?
Yeah, something crazy.
I saw at least 4 galaxies.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And also, yes, she is making that much money. So everybody, she is laughing her way to the bank.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We oversold.
Oh.
The galaxy gift on TikTok costs 1,000 TikTok coins, which is roughly $13 to $15.
Oh. Why did I think it was like 500?
I think because you see the amount of coins it costs and you thought that was a dollar, and I did too, but it's TikTok coins.
I used the TikTok calculator. What was I thinking?
It's like
of?
$18.2.
Oh.
So people can toss her plenty. You know what? We take all of what we just said back.
Yeah.
Send her more galaxies.
Don't know where he got that info from.
Yeah. The lion is 29,999 coins, and that's $400.
The universe is the one that's $500. So what's the difference between a universe and a galaxy? Isn't it the same thing?
No, the universe is the universe. Like, it's all of the things, and the galaxy is, there's galaxies in the universe. Like,
Wow.
Science only.
Yes, yes, yes.
In any case, she's making money.
Yeah, she has a song.
She's got a song out. Ice Cream So Good.
Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
I mean, it's the right thing to do.
Ride
that wave, girl. She presently has 62 monthly listeners. And yeah, it's out now. I mean, it just came out, so we don't have any streaming numbers on it, but I'm sure that's about to blow up. This is a very TikTok music heavy TikTok talk, because not only did that come out, but so did
Give Me a Beat.
One Margarita, the Saucy remix. We've talked about this before. Rebuttal to Sister Kathy.
Yeah, whoever. Sally Sue.
Anti slut shaming anthem. One Margarita now has a very expensive music video featuring Saucy Santana.
Directed by Jake.
Jake Wilson.
Yeah.
And featuring an iconic recreation of Cindy Crawford fucking Pepsi commercial.
I mean, legends only.
Legends only.
Give me
and
a beat.
As like the manager, what, waiter?
Something.
Terry Joe.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like this is the song of the summer, but to like a very specific set of people. You know, like the girls that get it, this is the song of the summer.
It's definitely the song of TikTok summer.
Yes.
It's inescapable on TikTok. So I see that. And a lot of people have done videos to it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also remember like when I was at Renaissance Tour, there were a lot of people quoting it.
Oh.
Like I would randomly just hear someone walk by and be like, give me one margarita. Like, because there's, you know, obviously stands everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or stands with a D, not stands. Well, both.
Stands on stands.
Yeah. So I feel like I kept hearing it everywhere.
Yeah. That's out now. Saucy Santana remix. Get that check.
Exactly.
Chase the moment. TikTok music is taking over.
Have you seen any other trends on your FYP?
What has my FYP been lately? There's some ongoing book talk drama that I have not dug into. I refuse. I don't know what's happening there. There's Charles Gross has come out with a ASMR album. Did that come up for you?
No.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Did you ever follow Charles Gross like back in the day, like YouTube days?
I knew of what he was up to.
Okay.
But yeah. It's funny that he's done a pivot. Very inspirational that you can be anybody.
Literally.
And completely reinvent yourself on the internet if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Very Trisha adjacent.
I would watch all of his vlogs back in the day.
Yeah. He got like 24 hour married too, right?
Oh, yeah. There was always like some kind of drama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love a good reinvention. And who else have I seen? We rate dogs. I always live for the top five dogs of the week for wholesome content. At this point, I'm very big into animals only because humans disappoint me. So it's good to just have dogs doing silly things. I think that's about all I have capacity for at this point. So I do have a lot of dogs and farm animal, like funny moments and stuff. There's that one lady with the barnyard animals, and there's a little shitty attitude chicken named Brad that I love. She's always yelling at Brad.
Well, Brad, good luck.
What else?
I've been getting the girl who does the prank phone calls as Sue Dillon.
Yes.
The old lady. I've been getting a lot of her. But other than my FYP has been kind of flopped this week.
Yeah. Not too much this week, I would say. Oh, this is all over. The Drag Race ranking. Have you been getting that at all?
Oh, yeah.
All of the girls are doing the top 10 rankings randomizer from Drag Race. Very.
Gia Guns was really funny.
Gia Guns. First word that comes to mind.
Oh, she would definitely get conked.
So fucking funny. And then I think her account subsequently got banned.
Oh, again?
Yes.
I could listen to Gia Gunn talk for years.
I'm looking that one up.
Yeah.
I can't.
Which one would it be?
And then just, you know, as I was coming here and from yesterday, Taylor Swift Eras Tour at SoFi Stadium, LA. This is the one that's being recorded.
Oh.
So there's a lot of attention on that right now. It's a big show.
She made headlines with those bonuses.
Credit where credit's due.
I am the economy.
Credit where credit's due.
Seriously, though.
Like, what did it add up to? Like 55 million or something
millions,
altogether?
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. And there was a very heartwarming moment with Kobe Bryant's daughter, who got the 22 hat at the SoFi.
Mm. The Truha. Oh my gosh, I can't.
And
I've cried so much in the past 7 days.
Welcome to my life.
Like, I'm like you at 21 at the Ritz. Jesus, literally. What the fuck is going on?
At least these are like nice things.
Yeah, existential crisis. This, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she
actually,
got
me. Yeah, it has been like because of good things.
It has been
like seeing like people be
happy,
talented,
celebrated,
nice,
talented. Yeah,
kind,
it's for good reasons.
Helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I have to say, I do watch all the Taylor 22 hat giveaways, which are usually to like little girls or whatever. But yeah, that one was definitely special, and she's really sweet when she does it. It's a touching moment every time. All the Bobby Swifties that get the little hat.
And the Eras Tour is continuing into next
forever.
Year. Another year?
There are dates all the way through Thanksgiving 2024.
Honestly, this is brilliant because you know she'll do 1989.
And Reputation.
And like during this
and
tour.
Debut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll start like, she'll start teasing something.
I do get a lot of that too. I've got some real QAnon Swifties on my FYP who are like, on August 9th, she's going to announce 1989 Taylor's version because 8-9. And it's just, that is the prevailing theory right now.
But oh.
There's so many, though. There's so many. It's like, Speak Now just came out. I don't believe she's dropping it that soon after. I think she's going to have a nice winter season release, probably. One other album.
Yeah, are we out of the woods yet?
I don't think so, but we've got a ways to go. There's three more albums to go. So she can pace those out for the next year that she's touring. And fans have noticed that there is a gap between the two weekends of Coachella this next year. So fans are wondering if she's about to be the headliner, Coachella 2024. She's like the last big, big artist who hasn't done Coachella yet.
Does she need to do it, is my question.
No, of course not. But it could be a cool thing.
Yeah.
I think the cool factor is still there with Coachella.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's also another feather in her hat, really, of just to like, of course I've done all these things, headline Coachella. You know, it would just be another like ticking every single box.
True. I'm
tired of getting all these Grammys. Let me do something else.
And it would be cool to kind of like mix up your show, like do something unique.
Yeah.
For Coachella.
Exactly.
That's different from the arena space. So that could be fun.
I could see it. I could see it. But other than that, I haven't seen much.
No.
I'm just on my And Just Like That vibe. I'm just watching that. It is getting better. It's a good show now. Who would have thunk it? And have you never seen the Dogs of the Week from We Wait Dogs?
No.
He just goes down the dogs that were good again this week, and it's really important.
Oh.
I definitely recommend
Whose it. Whose dogs is it?
Anyone's. Any dog that went viral that week on the internet.
Oh.
They highlight the top five dogs of the week. Super important. I do have a new crush. I think it's important that I vocalize this. His name is Miguel Does Hair. I don't know if you've seen him pop up on your For You page.
I will now, because it listens.
That's true. It listens.
I'm so sorry to everyone listening. Examples, because it's like giving free promo to products that I'm like interested in.
Yeah.
But I have had conversations with people, and I go to TikTok.
Yeah.
And it is everything that I've been thinking and saying and thinking to myself.
Well, I would just like to say there is a man named Miguel Gatto. He does hair, and he's so fucking cute. He's in Miami.
Oh.
I'll have to go back to Miami. But all of the transformations of the girl's hair are so fucking good. He's also just like really hot. So I'm just going to say shout out to Miguel Does Hair. Free promo for you.
Brad's DMs are open.
Brad's DMs are very much open. I mean, he kills it every time. He's good.
Oh my God, is that Nicolette Shea?
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
I feel like all the girls that he does are like vaguely influencers. No, her name is Renee Estella.
Ooh.
He's got a cute accent. Oh, I just love him.
I think it's so hot when a guy can like do a good like hairstyle.
Just like anything.
Well, that's too.
It's so hot when they have any talent or skill. That's where the bar is.
Close your eyes and just feel.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's a lot of hot hairdressers.
I don't have any crushes right now.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, I'll also shout out, you know who returned to the internet, actually, after a long hiatus? Our queen from our Vegas 2013, Pheromone.
Oh, yeah.
She's back. And she's
back on my TikTok.
Yeah. She's FYP. Started to like talk about why she's back, why she took a hiatus. She's been sober for the past year and she's done her Xtina cosplay, which is still obsessed. Such a slay. But cool content and nice to hear from her. She memorably was part of our Vegas 2013.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 10 years ago, back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, quick note on Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
I did put up my mix of Mind Your Business on SoundCloud and YouTube. I haven't really promoted it, but I did get requests in my DMs to finish it.
Oh.
So I did. I made an extended mix.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that.
It's that. Well, we love a good mix. The girls were clamoring. They were excited and into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm trying to get better about like finishing projects.
That is a good goal.
You know what I mean? Like I started it and I was like, I could turn this into a full 3-minute ringtone.
Exactly.
So
somebody's got to.
Someone's got to. At least one person likes
someone's
it.
Someone's
got
to do it.
So, you know.
That's all that matters. If one person likes it, if it makes you happy, that's all
that matters. I was kind of going off to it a little bit.
Want to see me go off?
Yeah. I might have shaken a tit or two. But, yeah.
Well, there were some tit shakers out this week. New Music Friday. There were some bops and bangers.
I have one recommendation for my EDM girls. Swedish House Mafia is back with Ray of Solar.
They're back.
Did anyone watch Tomorrowland?
I did actually watch part of it for one of the people I'll mention next, actually. Dana Paola, who I've been ranting and raving about for the past few weeks from Mexico. She's got a new song out called Tenemos que hablar, which is like a letter to her younger self.
Ooh.
Very good bop, ushering in a new era. However, she appeared with Steve Aoki during that set, and they did a still unreleased song. They premiered it live. She sang on stage.
All the girls are going electronic.
They are.
Finally.
I'm loving
They're listening to Low.
They are. They're finally listening to what we've been saying and praying to preach.
Literally.
It's a banger. I'm really into this song that is coming out with Steve Aoki and also her new song. So get into that. I do think she is very much new queen of pop, coming in strong. I'm excited for her to cross over and do the whole thing. I've mentioned her before. She was on Elite, and she was the youngest Elphaba in a Wicked professional production.
The youngest who?
Elphaba.
Wait, is that
Elphaba?
Really
Elphaba.
It's Elphaba?
Elphaba.
Oh, yeah.
Elphaba.
The Green Lady.
The Green Lady.
Yeah.
In Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Elphaba. Yeah. In Mexico City's production of it. So, yeah, she's queen. And she's touring the U.S. right now. So I'm going to go see her in September.
Oh, where's she playing?
At, I think it's Sony Music, I want to say.
Oh, the Sony Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I might have just made that up. But we've also got another bop. I don't know if you... This was a last-minute addition. We know her and love her. We'll never see her again. It's September. She's back.
I did not get this one.
It's called... Oh, yeah, on your release radar, it failed
yeah,
you.
It failed... Okay, my release radar is now giving me 10
Same.
New songs.
10 new songs.
10 songs that are
they're
not...
Already, they're not new.
New. I listened to them last week. What is going on here?
It's too little new and too much remixes and old stuff. I love a remix, but there's too many new songs that you're not adding onto this release radar.
Right, but then it's also giving me... Like, it gave me, like, 3 Carly Rae Jepsen songs from the album that came out
yeah.
last week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I get it. It's new-ish, but it did not come out...
We need to do this week.
Today.
The AI that is controlling our release radar needs to let
yes,
up.
Yes, yes, yes. I need new.
New.
Bop. Go electronic.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, I don't think many people realize this, but September has a new song out called Ocean of Love. Legitimately excellent pop song. Get into it. You'll listen to it after and you'll be like, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. You'll never see her again, but you will. But not on your release radar.
We have to look that one up.
Yeah, we're going to have to look that one up. We also have the debut of solo Halle Bailey. She went from the sea to heaven.
The charts.
She's here and she's an angel.
Oh my God, is Little Mermaid still in theaters?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Did you see it?
No. Maybe it is still playing. It's been a while, but maybe it is still playing. Yeah. But no,
maybe
I haven't seen
it yet. Now that like all the kids have seen it and yeah. I can like go and enjoy it and like peace.
You can be part of your world solo. Yeah. You should. Angel is out now. It is angelic.
Oh.
I would say. Vocals are vocaling. And yeah, feels like a prelude, very like heavenly introduction to her world. She's been teasing stuff for like 2 years now, solo stuff, and it all sounds really good. There's been like she retweeted a fan's snippet collection on Twitter, and she's like, how the hell do you have all this? But it's like really good. I'm excited. This feels introductory to me. This feels like going into her world. But...
Oh, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
She also has The Color Purple.
Yeah, she's
coming
a
up.
Booked and busy woman.
Did you get that preview before Barbie?
Mm-hmm.
Fantasia. This is like, I'm so excited for her.
Yep.
I feel like this is going to be like I mean, obviously Fantasia's iconic.
Yeah, but it'll be a huge Fantasia songs.
It felt to me like I was watching
much,
it
yeah.
and I was like, and I heard people like around me being like, oh my,
Fantasia.
Yeah. I feel like this is a Fantasia songs.
Any renaissance of any American Idol or American Junior's celebrity. Speaking of, I literally just got an email. Caitlin Tarver of Top 10 American Juniors fame just came out with a new single. She's actually been low-key killing it. She's been co-writing stuff, and I'm sorry, but American Juniors bred talent. Lucy Hale, Pretty Little Liars,
She's from American Idol Juniors?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
American Juniors was that girl.
I need a Ryan Starassance.
Ugh, well, desperately.
I texted you that Fortnite skin that literally looks like her. And I'm like, I hope she's getting royalties.
With the frim fram sauce. Yeah, I would love a Ryan Star Renaissance. And then we have probably our mutual bop of the week.
Yep.
We've been praying and preaching for this one.
Slay!
Miss Bebe Rexha, Mr. David Guetta, One in a Million, Kelly Rowland, interpolated When Love Takes Over, which I had like a brain fog moment where I was like, oh, let me see the credits and see if they credited the person who did When Love Takes Over. And I was like, oh, wait, it was David Guetta.
Yeah.
Like,
he just interpolated himself.
Pretty iconic, if you ask me.
I mean, if anyone's going to do it.
Yeah. You know, obviously, I'm bored of people who complain of this. I would have liked it to be longer, of course.
Yeah.
You know?
She needs an extended cut.
We do need the extended cut. And we did get that with Blue. I'm good.
Yeah.
So it's probably some, it's sitting there, I'm sure.
I've also noticed, as, you know, the EDM girl that I am,
yeah,
like watching Tomorrowland and all these festivals.
Yeah.
Like Ava Max got played at Tomorrowland, but Tiesto did like a new version of the motto.
Yeah.
And so I feel like this will, he'll include it in his sets, mix it up.
Yeah.
He'll probably include Kelly Rowland,
yes,
interpolate himself, give himself a mashup.
Yeah.
It's going to shift and change more.
But it will. I agree. It's an evolving thing, especially like when we have TikTok and stuff. They play off of what the people want.
Yeah.
So, hey, if people speed this up, then they're going to put out the sped up version and they'll play to like what the people do.
Oh my God, maybe I should take my When Love Takes Over project file and like blend the two together.
Obviously, if you already have
vocal chops that I did.
Yeah, definitely. But that is our long-awaited release. She did it live as well in Heaven in London. She also did that Roblox concert. Announced she's single.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Well,
we didn't talk about that, did we?
We didn't talk about that, but that wasn't the announcement. This came later. Like, she confirmed that she was single, I think, during that live performance. You know what? Sexy single summer, Bebe Rexha. I'm ready for, like, breakup anthems, bops. I'm out with my girls anthems.
Yeah. Shaking her tits with the gaze,
mm-hmm,
anthem.
She's only going to go deeper into the club, I think, because of this.
I hope.
No man at home, just going to the club.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry for the loss of the relationship, but I'm not sorry for the bops it will produce.
Exactly. Well, she's experiencing life.
Just feel. Just slay.
All I keep saying to myself is just close your eyes and feel.
Close your eyes and slay.
Just put your lips together and feel. I really want to make a bop with Bebe Rexha. I think it's on my bucket list.
I would love for that to happen.
It's a stretch. There's a lot of things that are reaches, but
honestly, produce the project, put an AI voice over it, then present it to the team.
Send it to her.
Yep. Just be like, this is what you could do.
Ooh.
Well.
Also, speaking of the girls going electronic, I have a theory.
Okay.
That I'm kind of shipping, as the kids would say.
Oh.
I feel like Dom Dala and Nelly Furtado might have a thing going.
Oh, relationship-wise?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's been popping up
she sure
every
has.
Single show, and like their body language is very interesting.
Oh, I would love that.
I am so here for it.
Yep.
So if she is getting
with beautiful music together.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like two hots making music. I'm so here for it.
Nelly Dala.
Literally.
I'm definitely here for that. I want more spicy relationships, too. I want more, like, I mean, and I'm not talking about Ariana and SpongeBob.
Oh, my God.
That TikTok, by the way, of walking by the
trailer.
And she's doing whistle notes. It's like SpongeBob notes and whistle notes.
Oh, it's so bad.
So bad. You make me feel like a dangerous sponge.
There are those.
There are.
Yeah.
You got to be watching out when you're walking through the reef.
Well.
Oh, there's one exciting project we wanted to discuss that is on the horizon. It's been pushed back and pushed back, but it is coming. We've got another memoir on the way.
Who the fuck want war? Do you remember that?
Lil' Kim, otherwise known as the Queen Bee, is coming with the book called The Queen Bee. in 2025. So we are waiting a little bit for this one. It was supposed to come out. It's been pushed, but we are getting the memoir.
Been gone for a minute now. Back with the memoir. That's a commercial. That's a teaser. That's a reel.
It's described as a true page turner from start to finish. The queen bee is every bit as fierce, empowering, and badass as the woman at the heart of this story, and firmly cements her legacy as a true feminist icon. Written with Kathy Iandoli, it is expected out September 2025, and we are ready for this book. And she also teased it on Twitter that the foreword is written by Mark Jacobs. Yeah, I'm excited for her to have that.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
I feel like I hope that there'll be like a repackage of the discography and
I'm sure.
Because I feel like a lot of people forget.
Yep.
But yeah, I also want the music videos remastered.
How many licks?
Yes.
I want that. Yes.
Ugh.
I want a vinyl of that.
And well, the I'm jump off.
I'm excited for, obviously. There's so many, but very excited for that. And because that'll just kick up the excitement for the career and remember the legacy. And there'll be things attached to this, no doubt. So
remind everyone of
Trailblazers.
Yeah. That exactly. Other people certainly used for inspiration.
Oh, here we go.
Just that's the chapter I'm ready for.
That's the chapter you're writing.
Reductive. I'm teasing. It's also really funny to me to think about us being like 10 years old. Being like, how many licks?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have such a vivid childhood memory of how many licks playing while I was at a summer. It was like a summer skill camp where every 3 weeks you would try out a different skill set. So like there was automotive engineering. It was like at a technical school. And I was doing the one where you're cooking. I was like cooking in the kitchen, listening to how many licks it like as a teen. Well, baby, I don't know. It's like, I'm too young for this, but I'm into it.
Sam.
Lil' Kim's How Many Licks coupled with like watching Queer as Folk at 12. I'm so fucked up. I shouldn't have been seeing or hearing any of that.
It shaped who we are today.
It did. Sex Maniacs with
an obsession for tits.
An obsession for tits. And
badass bitches.
And badass bitches.
Yeah. New podcast title if someone if someone steals it.
Yeah. If Paris takes our title. Oh, well. You know, we've got the after show.
Just give a shout out. Badass bitches.
I feel like we've been on a roll with the after shows lately, if I do say so myself.
You know what? I would second that.
Yeah. So if you'd like even more content.
I feel like they're better. To shade us.
No.
But do enjoy the
yeah,
like
we
when
go
I edit
in.
Back I'm like, oh my god, wait, this is really funny.
Yeah,
to toot my own horn.
Yeah. So if you'd like to take a listen, you can subscribe to the Patreon at patreon.com/legendsonly for bonus content, after shows, deep dives, all the above. And as you know, we are an independently produced podcast. And it helps us out.
Oh, the podcast is independent.
Throw your subs up at me.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all the love and support. And you can also join us when you join the Patreon on Discord, where all the girls are chit-chatting about everything from celebrity gossip to music to K-pop to
Broadway,
high fashion editorial, and all the above. True crime, you name it, there's a section. Well, it's been quite the week. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Barbie in the after show.
We're going to talk about Barbie. Thank you, everybody. Hope you're having a lovely week wherever you are. And until next time, how many licks does it take to get to the center of it?
Do you remember that little owl?
That's what I think
of. The one who's like...
That's what I think of.
Yeah.
A one?
Yeah.
A two?
Ooh! Yeah.
Yes.
That was like a thing.
I have like a weird mix of thinking about the extremely sexual things in that song and then the owl. I don't put them together.
Did they ever figure out how many licks it does take?
They did. I remember there was like a number that was floated around actually of how many licks it does take to get to the center. How many licks does it take?
I have to say the Tootsie Pops were superior. The chocolate one with the Tootsie Roll
the
in the middle. The
one
flavor.
Outsold. I don't believe this. A student study concluded it took an average of 364 licks to get to the center. I would think more.
Yeah.
I would think more.
What kind of tongue you got?
Yeah, it might have
give me a call.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
While using a licking machine, it took 252 licks.
Ew.
Gross. Also, what does that look like?
Yeah. You're like, oh, wait. Won't get rejected from that. Plug it in. I'm kidding. Ew. Yeah, no, Tootsie Pops were superior.
Yeah.
The ones with the bubble gum in them, those other ones, the sour ones.
Yeah,
with
no. That... Mm-mm.
Anyway. Okay, well,
We'll lick you later.
You might. Nope. I'm not.
That's true.
I'm like, it doesn't take much. I'm in mourning right now. I can't talk about boys.
Because
I got upset over a boy this week.
Because
for the third time in my life.
Because they're moving.
Yeah, they did move. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Well, my latest one's in Miami, so.
Oh.
My crush that does hair.
Have you guys chatted before?
No,
yet?
I don't know him at all.
Oh.
It just like you with your TikTok crushes. I just like saw him and I'm like, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm booking a trip.
Another one of my TikTok crushes that lasted for like a week, I found out was married. So I was like, oh, damn it.
Well, that never means anything. So
that is a fact. You would know. actually, I would know too. Once.
We both know.
Yeah.
Gay people.
I know. I got upset over a boy this week. It was so embarrassing for me.
That's embarrassing for you. We don't need a man.
No. Just close your eyes and feel. And literally, I'm just like, my montage in that movie.
Your Heidi montage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is going to be.
It's just like, what, men being like, bye?
No. Okay, anyway.
Anyway.
All right, everybody. If you made it to this end.
You're a real one.
What's an emoji that we can tell them to put?
Oh, a lollipop.
Because here's the thing. Sometimes people will be like, we'll talk at the end of the episode about how we're taking off the following week. And I'll get like these raging mad DMs that are like, hello, where's the new episode? And I'm like, hello.
You didn't listen.
Maybe if you listened all the way through the last one.
Yeah. Well, if you did listen truly to the very bitter end, we want a lollipop for how many licks?
Is there a lollipop emoji?
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't that mean like Molly?
No. I mean, probably to some people, but like either that or some sour candy or...
For the true lovers of low
that
made it all the way to the end where we just randomly keep talking.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.